The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Francesco Guardin, CEO and Executive Chairman of Quantum Blockchain Technologies. That's QBT ticker. Francesco, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Very good morning to you too.
Yeah, and we have spoken before, so it's good to catch up with you. And you've announced news today of appointment of new director and restoration of trading, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, Francesco, for people not familiar with quantum blockchain technologies, could you explain what the business is about, please?
It's basically a very simple concept. We are designing new miners to mine Bitcoin cheaper and faster. Is that a very concise explanation? In order to do that, we have set up a team of 20 scientists and using the most advanced IT tools to support their experiments.
Yeah, and I've been reading, so you're hoping to do this through what, quantum computing, cryptographic optimization, deep learning and AI, and lots of other things, and we'll talk about how that's coming along in a bit. Before we do that, let's get into the news today. So appointment of a director and restoration of trading. Now, take us through the process of the appointment, because I know some people think it happens overnight, you can appoint someone straight away. That's not the case, is it? Tell us, take us through the process if you could, Francesco.
Oh, yeah, indeed. First of all, we have been looking for a third director for quite a long time, well before, unfortunately, our independent director passed away in mid-August. The search of a suitable candidate is not that simple, because we are very demanding on the profile. Because basically we're looking for someone who can really add a value to the company in terms of its wealth of connection, knowledge, relationship. And so this search process is not a simple exercise. However, we had identified a few months ago what we thought was the best candidate for the position. And of course, as it happens in this situation, you have a discussion, negotiations, you agree terms, and then when the agreement is basically there, you need to approach your nomad and basically explain why you want to appoint that director. And the nomad, if he's happy with the profile in general, will then appoint a third party to conduct due diligence. And in this case, in case of Peter Furman, being based in China, in Shenzhen, I mean, due diligence involved translation of Chinese documents into English. So the whole process took several weeks. And then if there is anything to clarify with the due diligence, then there are conversations between the nomad and the to-be director. So it's not a straightforward process at all. So we were aware that it's not nice not to be to have the shares suspended, but really there isn't much we could do more than what we've done.
Yeah. And take us through Peter's background, if you could.
Oh, yeah. No, Peter has an excellent background from the educational point of view, and there's an experience. He's basically started in the US and moved to Europe. He's fluent in several languages, including Chinese and Italian, which helps from some Italian documents from our litigation from the past. Then he relocated almost 15 years ago in China, in what is the Silicon Valley of China, which is Shenzhen, and he started to consult and be consultant of the of top silicon manufacturers. I think that is a unique position to have someone who I've been known for nearly 20 years and has such a rich network of contacts, and his position in what is one of the emerging technology market in Asia.
Yeah. And as you know, release your final results in June, and you give a list of what you're doing there and how you're hoping to achieve faster, cheaper routes for Bitcoin mining. So just go over that, summarize where you are at the moment, please, Francesco.
Yeah. Okay. As you will understand, I cannot discuss results which haven't been still shared with the market through formal communication. And I am fully aware that this hasn't been the case for a few months. But on the other hand, we really go through a very thorough process when we release results which involve technical achievements, because we need the scientists who are in charge of these results to sign. We need a different team of scientists to double check their results. So it's a very, very solid process. Each time we achieve a result, we really have to go through this process before making an announcement. However, we have been working very hard in the last few months. I mean, we have a team of 20 people, and most of them are working 24/7, and it's quite normal to have weekends with meetings, conversation, emails going back and forth. And most important, our IT center is basically running all time, running experiments, and we have more than 70,000 cores running all time, and this is a very intense and demanding program. What we are working on recently is the, of course, the quantum part, but the quantum part, as we explained in previous announcements and interviews, is something which where we rely on the availability of quantum computers, and quantum computers that with the power that we will need are not really around the corner. They may be there next year, but in the meantime, we are perfecting our quantum algorithms so that what we can do, we can simulate them and just hope for and wait for the right computer with enough qubits to be available. So that's a very well-defined route and project plan. And so we are on track with that plan. In terms of all the other approaches to the solution of the problem of designing a faster and cheaper miner, we have our silicon design team was basically designing all the interfaces now, and we are just deciding which version of the algorithm to implement, and how much to implement on the ASIC chip, and how much to keep on a separate processor. So these are very very detailed decisions and not straightforward. On the AI part, where we have now the most interesting results, we are exploring features of this algorithm which are extremely complex. While if you want to study gravity, all you have to do is get a stone, a clock, go on the Pisa Tower and measure the time it takes for the stone to fall, we are now at the level of detail where we need supercomputers. It's not just measuring the gravity of a stone, but we are at the particle levels, if I can use this metaphor, like the collider. So we need a huge computing power to the point that we are now contemplating the use of a supercomputer with more than 7 million processors. So that's the level of detail where the complexity of its algorithm requires us to go.
Yeah,
It's very, very demanding. I mean, the stake there is the remaining almost 2 million bitcoins, which at current price are almost $50 billion. So it's a very, very complex problem, and it wasn't complex. Other people would have solved it.
Yeah.
So we are on track, and we are very optimistic.
excellent stuff. And I assume because you're, you know, looking for, you know, faster, cheaper ways of mining Bitcoin, then you're quite bullish on Bitcoin, are you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the crypto with the capital T and capital C. That's where, I mean, the biggest market value of the currencies is with Bitcoin, and we are just focusing on the number one currency.
Yeah, but I assume your technology is applicable elsewhere, is it? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very tough algorithm, SHA-256. So once we get the way to work with that algorithm in a more efficient way, there is no reason why we can apply these results to other currencies. I mean, we want to do one thing and we want to be the best to do it. So we now focus on one problem, which is design the fastest and cheaper to run miner on planet.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, Francesco, if you could, there are 10 companies on the front page of Vox Markets that are most followed currently. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons. So if you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add quantum blockchain technologies to their watch list, please.
Yeah, because unlike most of the companies in the crypto space, we don't use miners, we design miners. Second, because we are... We have a team who develops quantum algorithms, and quantum computing is the future. And third reason, we have an excellent team of 20 brains that we put together, and our strategy and our approach to R&D is to keep the team member happy, keep the team consistent over time, and we have 20 excellent brains working 24/7 on this problem.
Excellent stuff. Francesco, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.